Welcome to the seventh Manx Footy Pod of the 25-26 season. As always, kindly supported by Jerry McGinn, painters and decorators. On this week's pod, we look ahead to a fantastical weekend for Manx football. It's, of course, Easter weekend, which means Woods Cup final and FA Cup final time. Plus, we've got interviews with Peel manager Dylan Burks and Dave reads the weather. Right, Dave, it's only yours too this week, isn't it?
I know. Well, Adam's still in hiding. I don't know why. Obviously, yeah. I think
it's called witness protection, Dave.
Well, true, but you think we'd all be doing well? He'd be
he'd be all
face,
over this, but yeah.
And Tom is just well, never in the office these
well,
days.
Well, Tom, as we will go into now, it's the Woods Cup Eve, shall we say?
Yeah.
And he has been so giddy about this game tomorrow. Mourown, his beloved Mourown, are in the Woods Cup final against Youthy, which I'm sure...
I think you've been giddy about the Cup finals, Andy. I think Tom is on a whole other level.
Yes. Well, he has gone into full ultra mode.
Yes.
Hasn't he?
Oh, just you
bed
wait.
Sheets have been painted. Stickers have been ordered. Copy shop, I think, have taken most of his wage this week.
Yep, it's fair.
To various paraphernalia is being produced. We'll start with that game then, shall we? Two o'clock?
2 o'clock at the ball.
Good Friday. Two teams that are only separated by a point in Arden and Druggan Division 2.
Arden and Kevin Druggan.
Arden and Kevin Druggan. Third and fourth place. It's Mourown versus Youthy. In the preview I've done in this week's Manx Independent, which is on sale now, these two couldn't really be split. There's five, I think, Youthy go into it having won six games in a row. Mourown have won five.
Yeah.
They drew their only encounter so far in the league this season, 1-1.
Just all points to a really close contest, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. And I struggled to pick a winner, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm the same. We know we've heard it all from one side, from Tom this week, how Mourown are going to win and all this sort of stuff. But I don't know, Youthy had a great season so far. And both teams seem to be peaking at the right time, you know, just at the business end of the season. So they'll be very confident. And I know we've had some team news, haven't we? And both camps are in a good place.
Yeah, pretty much full strength. Again, I don't want to take away from our newspaper sales. But yeah, both teams are reporting to be there or thereabouts with their squad. A couple of late fitness tests for in the Youthy squad. But yeah, it all has all the ingredients of a cracker, really.
It does, and you know, I wouldn't be surprised if this one went the distance, really.
Are we saying full 120 in penalties?
Well, it could do, but
think how drunk Tom will be.
I know.
Goes to the additional third.
I hope there's an increased police presence down the ball tomorrow. But also, we know that Dean Turton from Up Front for You and the legendary Hattie are both going to be there.
The full multimedia experience, isn't
yeah.
It?
So, I hope, Tom, if you're listening, anything you do is going to be on record. So just be
streamed, photoed, yeah. And the works. It's plastered all over Twitter. X.
And I know it's your day off, but you are still technically representing the company.
Yes.
So please just behave. Well, a bit.
If I had to get you to move off the now infamous Dave Morton Memorial Fence, even though you're not dead, which side would you go? Would you go black and blue or gold and maroon?
It's a tough one. I think Youthy had the slightly better defence. Mm.
Quigley, the goalkeeper, isn't it?
Yes, had a very good season. The fact that there's only 1 point between them, but Youthy have played three games more, which obviously says a lot about their defence as well, the fact that their defence is slightly better still. But Mourown, they're just coming up on the rails at the right time of the season. Mm. I think they're starved of success. Both of these clubs have been pretty unlucky in finals.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to go the distance. I think if either team's going to win, it's probably just about going to be Mourown. And Tom has not paid me to say that.
No.
But I do like Youthy, though, as well. So, you know, I've got no horse in this race, so I'd be happy with either team winning this. I just want it to be a good match.
Football
to be the winner.
And maybe a good crowd at the bowl. I think the weather, which I don't want to take too much away from you later on in the podcast, but is marginally better on Friday. So if you're going to pick a game to go and watch this weekend, it might be that one if you don't want to get too cold and wet. Right, before we look ahead to the ECAP FA Cup final between St Mary's and Corinthians, Hattie has been giving us interviews left, right and centre. This one was after the recent Wood Floodlit Cup final, which Peel won, the first major silver of the women's football season. He spoke to Dylan Burks at the bowl, so let's have a listen to that now.
Okay, well, I'm joined here at the bowl after the women's Floodlit Cup final, which Peel won at 6-0. And I've talking to the winning manager here, Dylan Burks. I just want to gauge his thoughts and opinions regarding the match and also the Island setup. But let's start off. How did the coaching journey off Dylan Burks begin?
Yeah, so I got into coaching when I was about 15, probably working for just a local business on Ireland, and then I did that for a few years and I got an opportunity to go and coach in the US. So I did a summer out in the US, came back and I went back out and did a year and a half there full time, working with a club out there, and then came back here in October last year, or October 2024, and then in March I got involved with the Ireland national team. Wayne reached out, so got involved with that. We went to Auckland, obviously won the silver medal there, and then this season I stepped up and took the Peel role instead, which I'm absolutely loving. It's great fun.
Okay, so let's talk about when you got the first approach, because you start off with the Ireland.
Yeah.
It's just how's that been, being involved in probably in the top women footballers?
Yeah, it's great fun. Like, so I've had a girls team in the US, so I got really into it. I really enjoyed coaching like women and girls, so when the opportunity came up, like, I jumped straight at it, and the girls are top notch. Like, it's such a good set of players, and as well, they're such a good set of people. Like, we have so much fun, and then when we get in the changing room, then it's serious and we play. But it's such a great experience. Like, Orkney was probably one of the better experiences I've ever had as a coach, so I absolutely love it, and long may it continue, fingers crossed.
Okay. Well, then just after last year's Ireland Games, I think Manji was keen for you to continue with your coaching journey, is that correct?
Yeah, so I spoke to Wayne about it, because I'd seen that they were looking for the women's manager, so I spoke to Wayne about it and sort of asked him a few questions about what he thought of it and whether he thought that it would be a good step and what to expect and stuff like that. So we had some nice conversations about that, and then obviously I know a lot of the girls from the Ireland setup as well, so I was chatting with Corky about it beforehand as well, and I just thought it's a logical step, isn't it? It gives me more opportunity to learn about some of the other players and learn more just about women's football on the island in general.
Okay, and what targets did you set as a manager, so coach, when you took on the Peel role?
Well, obviously Peel is one of the most successful clubs on the island, especially in the women's side, so the aim is always to win every trophy possible, and obviously we're one or three of the way there now, so the aim is to just carry on at the rate we've been playing. We've played absolutely some really, really, really good football this season as well that I've loved watching, and I'm really proud of the girls for it. So the only aim now is to just continue how we are at the moment, and hopefully we can win all three of the trophies.
Okay. Well, just touching that, let's talk about the final today as well. You know, people say 6-0, but it wasn't as straightforward as it was. You know, Royal, to be fair, they gave it a go, they battled hard, and you know, at times it must have been a bit frustrating, but you got the job done, shall we say.
Yeah, absolutely. I think in the first half, I think we struggled to break them down a bit. I think they were really, really strong defensively. Like, that's a huge, huge credit to them. We had chances, but there were so many opportunities where they shut us out and we really struggled to get through. So in the second half, we come in and we sort of stepped it up a level, I think. I think we improved the pace a little bit and we just increased our level that I know we can sit at, and then we got the job done, thankfully, in the end. So all good.
And what's it like just get your first piece of silverware under your belt as a manager?
Yeah, it's a good feeling. I mean, obviously, like, I can't take a lot of the credit. Like, it is the girls who come on to the pitch each week, and they're the ones who put the ball in the net, and they're the ones who put the effort in. So it is all down to them. But like I say, like, it's a great moment, and I'm grateful that I have a set of players who are like that.
And just one final question: what can you expect from probably yourself as a coach and probably Peel going forward?
Just hopefully to keep improving. I'm eager to always try and improve. I'm desperate for feedback and stuff like that, so we always communicate in a group about the type of stuff we're doing and how that can be better. Obviously, I'm still relatively inexperienced, so it's nice to have people around like Corks and Wiggs and people like that who are experienced and know their stuff. So just that, and for Peel, like I said before, the aim is to win all three of the trophies, so that's the goal we're looking at.
Well, you got 100% record to date, so well done, Dylan, on your first piece of silverware.
Thanks,
Hattie. I just want to say thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks very much, mate.
Right, thank you.
Cheers.
Great stuff from Hattie, as always. The man is a multimedia machine.
And right. A mogul, yes.
And mogul.
And a legend. So.
I don't think he's getting much revenue from these, but there you go.
No, I don't think he minds, does he?
No,
he gets the fame.
He loves it, yeah.
He walks down the street and everyone knows who he is. That's what he's all about.
We talked about him going Friday. I'm sure he's definitely going Saturday. He's doing the match report for us from St Mary's game with Corinthians in the FA Cup final. That one kicks off slightly later, doesn't it? Is that 3 o'clock kickoff?
I believe so, yeah.
That again, this looks like it should be a good game. Corinthians, you'd probably say marginal favourites, Dave. You know, I've already snaffled up the Railway Cup already this season. Sitting astride the Premier League and going into it on the back of a 14-1 win suggests good things. But St Mary's, they eight are, on the bounce?
Yeah,
they've tasted defeat since mid-November.
No, so they're the form team. They're absolutely flying. Alex Harrison's got the team playing so well. They're just solid all the way up the pitch, aren't they? There's a really good spine of the team there. I don't know with this one. It's Corinthians winning 14-1, you think is a good thing. You know, but
it is for Corinthians. It wasn't for Foxdale.
Well, no, but is it almost was it almost too easy in a sense to warm up for what's going to be a really tight clash?
Yeah.
I don't know. Both sides are going to be full of confidence. They are Corinthians are missing a few. Luke Murray and the likes of Ronan McDonald, Ash Higginbotham, all long term absentees. I think Joe Middleton got injured recently as well. So. He's a big loss.
That is interesting. So Mary's by contrast, yeah. full strength. And he's got, I'd say, his cup final experience in that ranks. Jack McVeigh, Johnny Myers, yeah. The Wolf, who is howling among the best of them at the moment. Top scorer with 18 goals this season,
though. Yeah, he's absolutely flying.
He seems to have sorted his dodgy back out, finally.
Yes, that's it. You see, he's having a great season. So that entire side is, I mean, supplemented by the likes of Joe Burquist, Tyrese Thompson.
Yeah.
Everywhere in that team you look, there's quality. So
in the preview, I highlighted actually both goalkeepers because we've got Matty Quirk playing for Corinthians, the Petr Cech of Manx football, and Ben Wilkinson, obviously former FC Alaman goalkeeper. I think he's still in that mix, but he's having a season of regular football, as it were.
Yeah.
Both of them have contributed to really strong defences from these two teams this season. I think they're among the meanest in the Canada Life Premier League. So it's going to be a tight game. But I think I said in my preview, Corinthians have that attack in Arsenal, and they're averaging over 4 goals a game at the moment.
Yeah, well, in the league, they played 20 games and scored 89 goals. Yeah. So, I mean, that's some going. Conceded 25. St Mary's, similar defence, 27. Conceded, scored 56. So that's where the obvious gap is. But I don't know. You wouldn't put it past St Mary's to hurt Corinthians.
And will it being on the ball? Obviously, St Mary's used to that. They play their home fixtures there every week in the league. Is that an advantage for them?
Yeah, well, without a doubt. They're just used to playing it. But obviously, a lot of the Corinthians players have been in FC Alaman for the last few years, and so will have experienced it a lot. So yes, it will be an advantage, but maybe not as much as it would be against other teams.
Right, who's your imaginary pound on? Imaginary?
Imaginary pound?
I don't even know what that means, but who's your pound on, Dave?
Again, this could easily go the distance. I would expect this to go to extra time. I think it's going to be close. And maybe even penalties. As you say, those two goalkeepers going at it in the shootout would be interesting. But I have to say, I think Corinthians just about start as favourites in this.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. Obviously, got a lot of time for Al Harrison and his squad. You know, they actually usually train after me when I play football on a Wednesday.
Why haven't they tapped you up yet?
Because they've seen me play football. They've always got good numbers down there. They seem to have a really good team spirit at the moment. This is going to be a close one. I just think Corinthians might just edge this. Now, Dave, we've obviously not podded for a few weeks. Is that the correct name?
It is now. You've coined it, so it's going to be right.
Yeah. So you're going to give us a bit of an extended combi corner, looking at how things are developing in everyone's favourite second and third team.
Yeah, rather than look at any in particular results recently, just going to look at how it's shaping up, as you say. So it's tight at the top of Canada Life Combination 1, heading into the final few weeks of the season, with several teams all in the mix for the league title. Corinthians currently lead the way with 45 points, but have played 2 games more than second place Ramsey on 43. Just behind the Northerners are Peel with 42 points and with 1 game in hand on the leaders, while fourth place Duncan are 3 further adrift, but have played 2 games less than the Whites, so it's shaping up to be a good end to the season there. And I think Corinthians and Onken go head to head in the next couple of weeks.
Tasty.
Yeah. So obviously a lot riding on that. But yeah, so we're in a position where Corinthians and Peel are both vying for the titles in both leagues. You know, could be in the mix.
Double-double.
Double-double, yeah. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see how that pans out. And then There's also a three-way battle for supremacy at Arden and Drugon Combination 2, with only a few games remaining. Paul Rose United top the table, 3 points ahead of both Youthy and Douglas Athletic, with Youthy having a game in hand on both of their title rivals. Goal difference could yet play a key role in deciding their final positions, with Rycop and Dafka both boasting better numbers, attacking numbers than Pulley, but the latter currently have the points on the board, and like Youthy, have only been beaten once all season. So really is all to play for, and it's nice, isn't it, being in April, and nothing's really been decided yet.
Yeah, ipso facto, the fact that everything's still up to grabs, you know, the relegation from the top flight, the two promotion spots, everything is still up in the air, is quite nice, because we have been doing this job long enough to know that sometimes things are wrapped up in February.
Yes, exactly, and it's
absolutely
just
no fun.
Yeah, the amount of dead rubbers you tend to have towards the back end of the season, but and yes, of course, there are still a few, but it's nowhere near what we used to, so yeah, it's good.
We've alluded to it already several times, heavily hinted. The weather is decidedly mixed for the this weekend coming. So hit us with Dave Reads the Weather.
Yeah, Storm Dave Reads the Weather this week.
Storm Dave, yeah.
Yeah. So there's contrasting news on the weather front for this weekend's two cup finals. Well, Friday starts with a few outbreaks of rain. It should hopefully dry up in time for the Woods Cup final, although don't expect Tom Curfee to stay away from the liquid regardless of whether his beloved Moran win or not. He has been threatening that all week. In fact, he's probably fairly loose right now. So,
Is Woods Cup Eve?
Yeah, exactly. So, Saturday will start dry before some rain is due to arrive. But the main talking point will be when Storm Dave hits the UK later on, bringing with it potential gale force winds, which are bound to affect play at the bowl in the FA Cup. So,
it's windswept at the best of times.
Yes, it is. So, yeah. It could turn it into an interesting battle, an aerial battle maybe, or just convince him to play on the floor a bit more. Who knows? So
who knows? It will probably have a factor, but yeah, hopefully not too much. Looking ahead, there is the first midweek fixtures of the midweek of the end of the season. Really, the next start next week. As before that, though, I should correct something we said earlier in the podcast. I've just double checked, which I should have done earlier. We were right, 2 o'clock Friday
for the Woods Cup. Yeah,
that's what that kickoff time is. But Saturday is not 1 p.m. Not 3, I think we said 3 p.m. before. It's a 1 p.m. kickoff between Crickley and St Mary's at the Bowl, because FC Alamann have their final home game of the North West Counties Premier Division season at 6 p.m. against Prestwich Hayes. They are safe now. They're in this lower mid-table mire. Four games to go after this, all the way from home, including one on Easter Monday against Stockport Town.
Yes.
Which then begins a run of, as I say, four away games. All right, next week, Tuesday, we've got Premier League games and Division 2 games to look forward to, while on the combination sides take the centre stage on Wednesday. That's April 8th. All those games kick off at 6 o'clock, so if you're out about next midweek and you're looking at a loose end, there should be some football within cat-throwing distance. Dave, is that all we've got to talk about today?
Yeah, I think so. Hopefully we'll be back again in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, with a more extended pod. As I've said, Hattie's out and about this weekend, so I'm sure he'll be filing in some more of his tremendous video interviews. Tom's out and about, so there'll be probably some sort of match day Moran blog for you to follow. But failing that, our back catalogue is all still there on Audioboom, and of course YouTube now, where you can see us in glorious Technicolor.
Just remember, cheaper than a sleeping pill.
It is cheaper than a sleeping pill. I mean, that was our first season review.
That was, yeah.
I stand by that. We should have got that on T-shirt.
It's not too late.
It's not too late. Right, until next time.
Ta-ta for now.